everybody. It's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today is one of my favorite shows. It puts such a smile on my face. The Erskine Green Training Institute is coming together nicely, and we are in great expectation of its completion and seeing how it will impact employment for people with disabilities. For more on the exciting details of the Training Institute, we have Megan Stevenson, Director of Curriculum and Training for the Arc of Indiana Foundation, and Jeannie Sheets, Director of Marketing and Partner Programs for the Arc of Indiana Foundation. Hello, ladies.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
Doing well.
You are two of my favorite people.
Oh, my goodness.
This subject is one of the things that just makes me extremely, extremely happy. And we are going into more details.
Okay, terrific.
Yes, we're going to go into more details about what the Training Institute will do. And let's talk about when classes will start for this Training Institute. Jeannie?
Okay. Classes are scheduled to begin January of 2016. We'll be offering a series of different types of classes in healthcare support, the restaurant environment, the hotel environment, and really the whole idea behind the Training Institute is to provide vocational training in a hands-on setting where there are internship opportunities for people with disabilities to learn a trade so that they can go out and be gainfully employed.
Sure. And let's talk about what the curriculum will be like.
In 2016, we are offering 8 different concentration areas, so really 8 positions, and students will choose one of those positions to learn, and then once they learn it, go back to where they're from to then obtain a position within that job, whether it's in a restaurant, a hotel, or a hospital. So we're working with IU Health. They're really helping guide the content within the positions that we're going to be training. Scott Weiss and his team are really providing a lot of the content for what we're training for the restaurant positions, as well as Ivy Tech. They're helping a lot with our prep cook position. And some content that Ivy Tech uses in their culinary program, they're kind of picking it apart to determine what we may need to teach within the prep cook position. And then Marriott. So the Marriott franchise, we have access to that. So we have access to their training curriculum and the different pieces that pertain to the positions that we're going to be training.
So we've been talking about these training sessions, and I want to know what encompasses the 8 training sessions. What do we have in store?
Okay. So they have been placed together based on what the hotel, the restaurant, and the hospital tells us in regards to how long it takes them to train their typical staff. Yeah. We've taken that and we've doubled it, and then we've added on some extra weeks for it to include our internships and that first week of kind of orientation. So that's the things that we've considered to determine the length. For our first year, we're offering an environmental services in the hospital housekeeping position. And then within the hotel, they call it heart of the house, which includes your room attendant, your laundry attendant, your house person, your lobby attendant, if I didn't mention that, your laundry. So there's multiple positions within heart of the house.
Sure.
So both of those will be going simultaneously.
Okay.
Then we're training host, so in a restaurant position, how to be a host, and a patient transporter in a hospital. So if you've ever been at a hospital and someone's pushing you from your room to an x-ray, that position is called a patient transporter.
Oh, who knew? Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be training that position. Then we are looking at dietetics in the hospital and looking at some of those dish room, different skills that take place in a kitchen, different cleaning in the kitchen, tray transporter. So if you're staying at the hospital and you order food, somebody has to bring you the food. And then at the same time, we'll be training another group of students, server assistant and dishwasher in a restaurant position. We're training both of those as one position. So you could either go get a job as a server assistant or a dishwasher. And then the last two positions are the front desk agent and the prep cook.
So exciting times.
Yeah. So how that will look, we will have 2 instructors. And then we'll have multiple student support specialists. So one instructor will be training the front desk agent group of students while the other instructor is training the prep cook students.
Okay.
So we'll essentially have 2 classes going on at the same time.
Yeah. I just wanted to stress too, in addition, that, you know, we're talking about small group setting.
Yeah.
We're going to take no more than 20 students for each training session.
Okay.
That will be divided then into two tracks. You know, okay. One, for instance, that one of the 9 weeks track, one 9 week tracks is the host position versus the 9 week patient transporter position. So those 20 students will be subset into smaller groups. And then with all the support staff we have, there's really a very low student to instructor ratio. Uh-huh. So again, really trying to give
that individual attention.
Absolutely. You know, just really trying to support them to help each one of our students as they exit the program be as successful as they possibly can be.
And let's talk about the day in the life of a student. Mm-hmm. What's that going to look like?
Okay. Well, one of the things that I think is the most fun, and Megan can elaborate on this, but I think one of the most fun aspects of this idea is that, you know, the Training Institute is offering vocational training in a variety of different positions. And right now for 2016, the schedules are going to run anywhere between 9 weeks and 13 weeks long in terms of the overall program. But the cool thing is that our students can come from anywhere in the state. And they will actually live, work, and play at the hotel and use that as their home base. So much like a student will go away to college and live in a dormitory and get to make friends and learn the lay of the land and, you know, navigate their way around their environment, you know, our students will be able to have the same opportunity to, you know, live in the hotel, opt to have a roommate should they choose. Dining will be accommodated for, you know, within the hotel, as well as some partnerships we're offering with that we're creating with Ball State University. And, you know, that will really give them this excellent, well-rounded kind of, in a way, campus life type mm-hmm. experience.
Yeah.
So for kind of an example of what a day would look like. So it's going to depend on where they're at exactly in their program. Mm-hmm. So the first week of any training session, no matter what you're there to learn, will be kind of an orientation type week. So MITS is the public transportation system in Muncie, and they are allowing our students to ride the buses for free, just like Ivy Tech and Ball State students. So that first week will really be training students on how to ride the bus. Some students may come to us with experience, you know, navigating a bus system like that. Other students won't. So that first week is really acclimating them to Muncie, teaching them how to use the bus system. Our students will have meal cards, kind of like Jeannie just mentioned, and one of the options is to go over to Ball State to use their dining halls.
Okay.
So they'll have to ride the bus over there. So really that first week is, alrighty, you're here for 9 to 13 weeks. Let's start to get you used to kind of the hotel and what you're going to be living and the community. And then from that, we'll get into the core content of what you're learning. Mm-hmm. So if you're learning to be a prep cook, we got to start then teaching you everything a prep cook needs to know. Within that, so there'll be a lot of classwork. So it's going to be full days of work.
Okay.
Whereas sometimes in a typical college setting, you might have two classes Tuesday, Thursday, and you might have three classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Here, you're going to be in class all day long.
Sure.
So you're not just sitting in class. There'll be some lecture style, but a lot of group activities, small group activities, hands-on, job shadowing. So if we're teaching you how to cut vegetables, we might teach you one-on-one or small group, but then we're going to go over to the kitchen and actually practice it. Or you're going to go to Three Wise Men, which will be in the hotel, to go see a prep cook actually do that. So
see,
job shadowing.
That's what I love. That and it's not just instruction, that you're doing it.
Yeah, and we have access to that. So since Three Wise Men is in our hotel, we can go in there whenever we want. Ivy Tech's culinary program is right down the street. So they're letting us use their kitchens for practice. So we have access to the settings that we need to get that hands-on experience.
Sure.
So once we finish the core content, so at that point, all right, our students have learned everything they need to know. We're then going to start internships. So the last month of each program will be internships. And then sprinkled within that will be work readiness skills. So you might go to work in the morning time for your internship, and then afternoon will be lessons on resume writing or interview skills, that type of thing. So that'll kind of be the end of each training session.
And let's talk about, we've been talking about support. Let's talk about support. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there are parents who are saying, oh my word, this is the first time in a long time that he or she is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. How's that going to work?
So we will have every evening and all day Saturday and all day Sunday, we will have housing and community support. So we will have one male, one female every night and all weekends to provide support to the 15 to 20 students. Okay. So say a group of students are going to go to the Ball State football game. One of those staff may make sure they get there okay, may go back towards the end of the football game and make sure they get home. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there will always be two staff evening and weekends to provide that additional support. If an individual needs more support than that, they can utilize services through their waiver.
Okay.
So they can choose to have somebody else come in on a Saturday to help them out with laundry if they need a little more individualized support. And then we'll have one person overnight every night. So they'll be awake, so they're not sleeping. They're not living at the hotel like a typical RA does, but they're there for those overnight hours should somebody not come home on curfew, or should there be some type of an emergency or anything, we'll have someone there.
Well, and the other thing that's nice is that because of our relationship with Ball Memorial Hospital, there's going to be a nurse station housed within the training institute.
Oh.
So we can support students, you know, appropriately who have maybe medical needs or just need help, even just reminding with their medication dispensing or that they're under lock and key and in a safe place. And so that there's some support on that side as well.
Sure. So what is the goal at the end for the student?
Well, I think initially just this amazing sense of achievement and self-pride. You know, we all need that. We all need to feel validated in our day in, day out life, you know, and feel like we're contributing and that we're making a difference. And it's a very positive kind of environment. I think that in everything that Megan is planning doing to do curriculum-wise, and including kind of the after-hours and weekend life, if you will, of a student, you know, we're going to be doing some structured activities, so they're not just sitting in their rooms in the evenings and weekends with not much to do. There are going to be some outings and structured activities, social time, certainly, you know, things like being able to go to a Ball State basketball game in season or what have you. But I think just that very well-rounded overall experience, and then that sense of confidence and pride and being able to say, you know, I can do this. I've been doing it. And, you know, again, the idea is that these students can come from anywhere in the state. We will take students from outside the state, but Indiana residents get first preference. And, you know, they'll be able to return to their home communities where they live, work, and play. They have family and friends and supports, but hopefully find gainful employment there. And again, you know, one of the things that we're trying to express to potential prospective employers is how reliable this workforce is going to be. You know, they're going to be steadfast, they're going to be reliable, they're going to be punctual, they're going to, you know, follow their schedule, you know, all those kinds of things. And, you know, in particularly in the hospitality field, it is a high turnover field. And they are seeking people who will provide that sense of stability, and so that they're not constantly retraining and rehiring for the same positions over and over and over. So, you know, that's another thing I think that our students will certainly bring to the table.
Right. So people are listening to this podcast going, I really want this for my child. How do we direct them as far as information goes?
Yeah, so you can go to the ARCS website, so arcind.org, and click on Training Institute, or you can go to the ErskineGreenInstitute.org, and there you will find our student application, where you will, on it, it explains everything that you need to have as part of kind of your student application packet, because there's additional papers and like letters of recommendation, additional things that you need to put with your student application. So all of that is on the website. You'll see our student handbook that kind of lays out all of the policies and stuff of our institute. So you can find all of that on the website. On the application, you'll see deadlines for each of the training sessions. So our goal is for individuals who are interested in a certain position that there are required to turn in their application 7 months prior to the start of their training session.
Okay.
So you'll see dates on the application. That then gives us 2 months to go through all of the applicants and kind of select who we think fits the position best. And then these students will be invited in for an in-person interview and assessment. So we can just get a better feel for the student, their skills, just to make sure that it's a good fit. And then they will receive a letter of acceptance if they've been accepted. So we want all of our students to know whether or not they have or have not been accepted 5 months prior to the start of their training session. So then they have 5 months to really plan, work with their case managers if they're on a waiver, sure, to kind of get all the services and supports arranged and in place for the time that they'll be living with us.
Sure. You know, not only will we be providing post-secondary learning opportunities for young people, and I say that loosely because we're definitely open to any age candidate in terms of the application process, and any type of disability, you know, so if you're hearing impaired or deaf or blind or have other disabilities, you know, we're going to really leave that open for anybody with a disability to apply for a spot as a student with the Training Institute. But the exciting part is not just giving the physical knowledge and skills and training and so forth, but really what I think the students are going to come out with at the end of the day is the confidence in knowing that they can go out and get that job because they've been doing it.
Yeah.
You know, that's huge. You can't pay for that. You know, that is just,
yeah, not at all.
That is just an innate human need to feel valued and to feel competent. And I think that this will really help boost that aspect of things for our students.
This is so exciting, and I'm so excited for you guys to be doing this. Thank you so much for the time and the energy it takes for you to get this all together. Jeannie Sheets and Megan Stevenson, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michelle.
And thank you so much to my listeners today. Have a great day today, everybody. Bye-bye.